of your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. He won't let you down, and I know he lies forever in my heart.
Heavenly Father, help your sheep who will no longer receive assistance in or after October this year in Michigan and elsewhere in the United States. This is one more step to eradicate the assistance started by the Great Society programs of the 1960s. Lord, I've been taught, and I believe that you will make a way somehow. I know the poor will be with us. Jesus, don't let your sheep fall by the wayside. Many of your sheep would rather work than receive assistance. Father, give them a job today. Me too, in my old age. Give us a job that we are able to do and will do well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hi there, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. For the past few shows, I've been reading from the book of Revelation. Hopefully, I will finish this show today, and there will be a lot that you and I have both learned. So, get your Bibles. Now I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. And my Bible may read a little different from yours. Nonetheless, it's pretty much saying the same thing. And one of the things that I want to explore is, I think there were different Bibles before King James wrote this version, or his version of the Bible. And that's why it's called version. You know, someone else had something different to say. And I need to explore that. And one day I intend to, and I will bring that to you. So, are you at Revelation chapter 20? If not, that's all right. Get your Bible, turn to Revelation chapter 20, and I will start reading. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the keys of the bottomless pit, remember that, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, remember that. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. Then I saw thrones, and they set on them, and judgment was committed to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and they had not received the mark on their forehead or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 4,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Remember that. That's the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 4,000 years. Now, when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle. Whose number is as the sands of the sea. They went out upon the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast of the false prophet where the beast and the false prophet are. Remember that. So Satan, the devil, gets cast into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I say amen to that. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it. From whose face the earth and heaven fled away. Now that's news to me, okay? And it might be news to you. Let me read that again. So, you know, that the earth and the heaven, they fled away from the face of God, or from the face of him who sat on the throne. Let's read that again, chapter 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who was in it, and death and Hades, another word for Hades is hell, delivered up the dead and who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his work. Now we know what happens to dead people. What happens is it says here, let me read verse 13 again. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his work. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. Remember that. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So you know we don't want to be cast into the lake of fire. We want to repent of the things that we are doing that's not pleasing to our Father in heaven. Chapter 21, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So this answers a question that I've had for years. Who was the bride and who was the husband? It tells us right here in verse 21, chapter 2, and I will reread it. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is within men. Now let me tell you what a tabernacle is. It is a portable sanctuary that carries the Ark of the Covenant. Well, the Ark of the Covenant is a chest that contains the Ten Commandments. So, I don't want anyone saying to me that the Ten Commandments are irrelevant or we are under grace. Well, we still are under grace, but nonetheless, the Ark of the Covenant will be in the New Jerusalem. So, those commandments have not been gotten rid of. Let me read again, chapter 21, verse 3. I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. And I say amen to that. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I will make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts. And whomever comes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelievable, let me start this over, verse 21, chapter 8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immoral, sorcerers are those people who practice magic art, idolaters, those people who worship idols, your cell phones, your cars, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride and I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like the most precious stones, like a jasper stone, clear as a crystal. Also, she had a great high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates, and the names were written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. Now the walls of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and its gates and its walls. And the city is laid out as a square, and its length is as 12 great as its breadth. Let me start reading chapter 20, verse chapter 16 again. And the city is laid out as a square, and its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs, its length, breadth, and height are equal. Then he measured its walls, 144 square cubits, according to the measure of a man, and a man that is of an angel. And the construction of the wall was of jasper. The city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundation of the wall and the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth sardius or ruby, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth turquoise, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl. And the streets of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temples in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temples. Remember that. And the city had no need of the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. Illuminate means to light. And the Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light. And the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut as, excuse me, let me start verse 25 of chapter 21 again. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. I think he's talking about the kings. But there shall be no more, but there shall by no means enter in it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and the Lamb. In the middle of the street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. Let me read of chapter 22, verse 2 again. In the middle of his street and on each side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be written on their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servant the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy and of this book. Now, I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down and worshiped before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. And he said to me, see that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who keep the word of this book. Worship God. And he said to me, do not seal the words of this prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is unrighteous, let him be, excuse me, he who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I'm coming quickly. My reward is with me to give to everyone according to his works. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments. Remember the 12 commandments, or the 10 commandments. And they may have the right to the tree of life and enter through the gates of the city. Let me read chapter 22, verse 14 again. It reads, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers They're sexual, immoral, murderers, idolaters, and whoever loves the practice of lies. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to these things and the churches. I am the root of the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit said to the bride, come, let him who hears say, come, and let him who thirsts come. And whoever desires, let him take the water of it freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone asks to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. If anyone takes away the words of this book, this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And that is the end of the reading of the book of Revelation. And I thank God for that. And I want to share with you some of the things that I have learned. And I must tell you that when I first started reading, even up until the last few moments, I yawned and I belched and I felt sleepy. And it was sort of difficult for me. And I just want you all to know that we did learn something, that John was on the island of Patmos when he was given this prophecy. And we learn in chapter 13 that Satan is not going to be working alone. That he will give over his great power to a dragon, his throne, you know. And what else? And he's going to give his power over to a beast. And there are demons. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. And there is a lake of fire. If we do not repent, we know what to expect. Satan wants us to go with him into the lake of fire, into the bottomless pit. And that is not so. Let me have a closing prayer. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation. Keep us from the evil one. Amen. And by all means, take the Lord along with you wherever you go. And if it's God's will, I will talk with you next time.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down.